Operation Subcommittee will come to order. Everyone, please rise. Vice Chair Ahern will lead us in prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please pray with me this morning. Thank you, God, for your presence in our lives, for the goodness of our land, for the love you ask us to embrace for one another. Help us to make good decisions. Bless us when we do. Never let us stray too far from you. Pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Vice Chair Ahern. Thank you, members. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis.
Here.
Vice Chair Ahern.
Here.
Ranking Member Slosberg. Representative Caldwell.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Cumby. Cummins.
Here.
Frezen.
Here.
Fullwood. Ingram.
Here.
O'Toole.
Here.
Rangel.
Here.
Rawlison.
Here.
We have a quorum.
By your presence, we have a quorum. Please make sure that all electronic devices are turned off or on silent mode. And if anybody wishing to speak in reference to the bill, please fill out an appearance card and hand it to staff. And with that, we have HB 541. Representative Stubbe, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last year, members, we did a public-private partnership bill for all public entities. I sponsored it. It passed overwhelmingly in the House. Passed unanimously in the Senate. The group that had concerns about not being able to take advantage of that P3 bill from last year was the public universities. Because they're governed by the Board of Governors and they all have their own independent way of procuring infrastructure projects, they felt like they wanted to do specific language to take advantage of the P3 legislation that we passed last year. So that's what this bill is. This bill specifically addresses public universities in the state and allowing them to take advantage of the public-private partnership to fund infrastructure projects concurrent with the bill that we passed last year. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Stubbe, are there any amendments?
There's one.
Representative Stubbe, you are recognized to explain amendment barcode 344835.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is just corrects a typographical spelling error.
Are there any questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing none, is there any public testimony? Seeing none. Is there debate? Seeing none. Representative Stubbe, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave closed.
All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, say nay. And the amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, my question is, so right now the colleges and universities are not able to do P3s, or are they allowed to, but it's just a different process?
You recognize.
Colleges can, because they were a public entity that was included in the bill last year. The public universities, because of the way their governance structure is, they can. They just didn't feel like the language would allow them to take advantage of it that was in the P3 bill last year. And the Board of Governors General Counsel helped in drafting this language over the summer. Every general counsel of every university in the state looked at this language and has approved it and vetted it.
Follow up?
Now, will this, thank you, Mr. Chair, will this legislation be able to streamline their process, help them out a little better, or will it basically still be the same?
You recognize.
Yes. And it also puts in some of the parameters that we had in the public entity P3 bill from last year as it relates to unsolicited proposals. It mirrors that, but takes advantage of language that they feel would best encapsulate the way that they are governed as public universities.
Thank you.
Excellent. Are there any other questions? Is there public testimony? And there is. We have Warren Husband. Wave in support. And we have, let's say one twice. We have Mark Walsh. Waves in support. Thank you. We have Janice Gilley. University of West Florida, waves in support. Thank you. And Dr. Dan Holzenbeck. UCF waves in support. Laura Lenhart. Florida Chamber waves in support. We have Stephen Shiver. Associated Industries waves in support. And, all right, we got to work on this handwriting here. Mr. Watson? Associated Builders waves in support, and we have to have some handwriting lessons for Mr. Rick Watson because I could not, it was completely illegible. Thank you, Mr. Watson. With that said, is there debate, public testimony? Now, Representative Tooby, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave closed, Mr. Chair.
Wave closed. John, please call the roll.
Chair Taylor.
Yes.
Representative Ahern, Caldwell,
yes.
Campbell,
yes.
Cumby, Cummins,
yes.
Fresen,
yes.
Fullwood, Ingram, O'Toole,
yes.
Rangel,
yes.
Rawlison,
yes.
Slosberg,
yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, members. By your vote, 541 is reported favorably with committee substitute. Thank you, Representative Stubbe. I believe you have another one.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. You are recognized to explain HB 543.
Mr. Chair, there's a strike all. Would you like to go to that first?
You're recognized.
Amendment number 021971 establishes a public records exception for the unsolicited proposals that these public universities would get pursuant to the bill that you just passed. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Members, are there any questions? Representative Rangel, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this bill, or I'm sorry, is this the amendment? Or
we're on the amendment.
Okay. So the amendment will actually... stop people from knowing there's like a public record exception, so nobody will know basically, you know, if they're going into contract with somebody else.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the bill that you just passed, there's a provision allowing, in the bill last year, the big P3 bill for all public entities had an unsolicited proposal provision in it. That unsolicited proposal can be, let's say a contractor knows that the University of Florida needs a parking garage. So they put a proposal together and submit that to the University of Florida as an unsolicited proposal to build that parking garage. Obviously, if you put specific parameters and price points in there, if that's public, then when they go out to bid, everybody's just going to undercut your bid for that parking garage, and there's not even really a point to do an unsolicited proposal. So what this exception does says if you present that unsolicited proposal, then it's confidential until that point in time that the public university decides to move forward with that project, and then it would go just like a normal bid procurement process. So other people would submit the bids, then they would open all the bids at the same time, but that unsolicited would be protected for that 90-day period of time that they went through that process.
Any other questions, members?
Follow up.
We recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Couldn't they just say, or couldn't we just exempt the amount of money that's being solicited? Couldn't we just, instead of exempting them completely from the public knowing who's soliciting?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would say no, because there would be information about how they were going to do the project. And so that information, then the other people that would be bidding for that project would have basically the other competitor's game plan as to how they're going to build that project. So I would say no. I think it needs to be protected during that period of time that they can procure other bids for that project, and then just like a normal bid procurement, it'll all be public after that period of time.
Follow-up, be recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, so my understanding is somebody could submit it, nobody really know about it, and once the schools decide whether or not they want to proceed with it, they open it up, and they open it up for bidding for everyone, correct?
Recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll walk through the process. So somebody submits, and that's in the bill that you just passed. This just exempts the record. So somebody submits an unsolicited proposal. Let's say the public entity doesn't want to move forward with it at all. Then it just sits there for 90 days, and then it becomes public record. Other side is, let's say they want to take advantage of it, and they do want to move forward on that parking garage. Then it would stay confidential until they publicize that the University of Florida wants to do an RFP or RFQ on a parking garage. All interested bidders, please submit a proposal. They would get all those proposals in, and then they would be all opened at the same time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, members? Is there public testimony? And we do have several people. We have Mark Walsh. USF waves of support. Janice Gilley waves of support. We have Dr. Dan Holzenbeck. Yes, sir. And Rick Watson. Still illegible. Is there debate? No debate. Representative Stubbe, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Wave close. All in favor, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? And the amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, is there public testimony? Seeing none, is there debate? Seeing none, Representative Stubbe, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
John, please call the roll.
Chair Taylor.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Carwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumby. Cummins.
Yes.
Fresen.
Yes.
Fullwood. Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Rollison.
Yes.
Slosberg.
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, HB 543 is reported favorably with committee substitute. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would also like to thank staff for all their help in working on these bills. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next on deck is HB 1051. Representative Roberson, you are recognized, sir. Representative Roberson, you are recognized to explain your bill. Are there any amendments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a bill regarding public-private partnerships and a public record exemption, and I do have a strike all.
Yes, sir. Representative Roberson, you're recognized to explain Amendment Barcode 165621.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, last session, the legislature passed legislation establishing a uniform public-private partnership process for local governments. It was House Bill 85 by Representative Stubbe, who was just with us. This strike-all amendment creates a temporary public record exemption and a limited public meeting exemption for the P3 process. The amendment provides a temporary public records exemption for unsolicited proposals received by a responsible public entity. The unsolicited proposal remains exempt until the responsible public entity issues a notice of public action regarding a qualifying project or no more than 90 days after the entity rejects the proposals and issues a notice of intent to reissue the competitive solicitation or withdraws the solicitation. If the responsible public entity decides not to act on an unsolicited proposal, then the public record exemption expires 180 days after receipt of the proposal by the public entity. The strike all also creates a public meeting exemption for any portion of a meeting wherein the exempt proposal is discussed. However, a recording must be made of the closed portion of the meeting. The recording and any records generated during the closed meeting are exempt from public records requirements until such time as the underlying public record exemption expires. And that's the strike all amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions for the bill sponsor on the amendment? Seeing none, is there public testimony? Seeing none, is there debate? Seeing none, Representative Roberson, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave closed, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor, say yay.
Yay.
Nay. Amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, is there a public testimony? Yes, there is. We have Laura Lenhart. Lord Chamber waves the support. Richard Watson, you're not getting better. It's not getting any better. Mr. Watson, you are recognized. ABC of Florida is recognized. ABC waves the support. Is there a debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Roberson, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wait, close,
John, please call the roll.
Chair Taylor.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Carwell. Campbell.
Yes.
Cumby. Cummins.
Yes.
Fresen.
Yes.
Fullwood. Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Rollison.
Yes.
Slosberg.
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, sir. By your vote, HB 1051 is reported favorably with committee substitute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members.
Next on deck, we have HB 201, Representative Workman. You are recognized.
Chairman, committee, thank you very much for hearing what is called the All-American Flag Act. HB 201 simply requires that all governments in Florida, when purchasing American flags or state flags, purchase those flags as made in the USA. Flags. That is the bill.
Thank you, sir. Is there an amendment?
There's one amendment, yes, sir.
Representative Workman, you're recognized to explain amendment barcode 834297.
This amendment correctly removes criminal violations that the bill originally
put on the... Thank you. Are there any questions for the bill sponsor? Is there public testimony? Is there debate? Or is it Workman? You're recognized to close on the amendment.
I wave close, sir.
Wave close. All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed say nay. And the amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, is there any public testimony? Yes, there is. We have Fausto Gomez. You are recognized. Goodwill supports. Thank you very much, Mr. Gomez. Is there a debate?
Here.
Yes, sir. You're recognized, Representative Rangel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Workman. I appreciate this bill, and thank you for the amendment. I think that was the big key factor for me for voting for this or not, so I feel like I can fully support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. I want to point out that also he is also a Armed Forces veteran in the Army, so cool. I appreciate that you guys could work on this. Representative Workman, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you. I do want to take just a moment to close because I expected more questions. 94% of all U.S. flags that are bought in the United States today are already made in the USA. A few short years ago, that was about 99%, but some inroads are being made from overseas, and I think it's important that we support our own when it comes to the symbol of our nation. This bill can be categorized as a mandate. Thankfully, a mandate that costs less to this day still, thankfully. But it's not about what clothes you have to wear. It's about the symbol of our nation. And I think that municipalities should just take a second moment to look and make sure that they're buying the symbol of our nation as made in the USA. And with that, sir, I close.
Thank you, sir. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tellis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumby.
Yes.
Cummins.
Yes.
Fresen.
Yes.
Fullwood. Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole, Rangel,
yes.
Lawlison,
yes.
Slusberg,
yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, HB 201 is reported favorably with committee substitute. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Next on deck, we have CS for HB 415, Representative Santiago. Representative Santiago, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Mr. Chairman, this bill is a public records exemption for certain information that is ascertained by the department regarding a complaint put in against professional debt collectors. That is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Is there an amendment?
Yes, sir.
Please, Representative Santiago, you are recognized to explain amendment barcode 899881.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment corrects a drafting error on publicly necessary language to be inserted.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, is there public testimony on the amendment? Seeing none, is there debate? Seeing none, Representative Santiago, you recognize to close on the amendment.
Wave
close. All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed say nay. And the amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill. Are there any questions on the bill, members? We have a question from Representative Rangel. Go ahead, sir. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, where is the First Amendment Foundation on this?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. I have had no dialogue with them either way.
Any other questions? Seeing none, is there public testimony? And we do have Ross Nobles. Waves in support. Is there any other public testimony? Is there debate? Seeing none, Representative Santiago, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave, Mr. Chairman.
Wave. Close. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tellis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumby.
Yes.
Cummins.
Yes.
Fresen.
Yes.
Fullwood. Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Rawlison.
Yes.
Slusberg.
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, CSHB 415 is reported favorably with committee substitute. Thank you, Representative. Next on deck, we have CS for HB 643, Representative LaRosa. Representative LaRosa, you are recognized. Explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee, for hearing this bill today. Members, this bill is a public records bill linked to HB 641 that was actually passed yesterday out of a second committee stop. Because HB 641 creates a new definition for electronic devices, and it creates, again, for electronic devices, and it
There's an existing public records exemption for trade secret proprietary information that currently affords to computers, and that ultimately is extended to now electronic devices that that HB 641 creates. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Rosa. You are recognized to explain amendment barcode 260141.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment actually corrects drafting issues with the public necessity statement.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any questions for the representative? Is there public testimony? Seeing none. Is there debate? Seeing none. Representative Lorsa, you recognize to close on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I waive close.
Waive close. All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? Seeing none. The amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? Representative, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, same question as before, is do you know where the First Amendment Foundation is on this?
You recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, I do not know. They have not reached out to me, being an expansion. I'm assuming they're okay with it. If they're not, before we get to the floor, I'm sure I can seek them out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any public testimony? Seeing none, is there debate? Seeing none, Representative Laura, so you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will waive close.
Waive close. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis?
Yes.
Representative Ahern?
Yes.
Carwell?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Cumbie?
Yes.
Cummins?
Yes.
Present?
Yes.
Fullwood? Ingram?
Yes.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Lawlison?
Yes.
Slosberg?
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, CSHB 643 is reported favorably with committee substitute.
Thank you,
good luck
to
you, sir. Thank you. We have next on deck, we have PCB 14-06 by Representative Cummins. You're on deck, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill would save from repeal the public record exemption as it relates to certain information held by the Department of Education in concerning active investigations in regards to testing and propriety. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there public testimony? Seeing none. Is there debate? Seeing none. Representative Cummins, you are recognized to close on PCB 14-06.
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Waive close. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis?
Yes.
Representative Ahern?
Yes.
Carwell?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Cummins?
Yes.
Cumbie?
Yes.
Present?
Yes.
Fullwood? Ingram?
Yes.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Lawlison?
Yes.
Slosberg?
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, PCB GVOPS 14-06 is reported favorably. Thank you, John. Next is Representative Cumbie, PCB 14-07. You are recognized to explain your bill, Mr. Cumbie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill saves from repeal the public record exemption for K through 12 education records. That's the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any questions for the representative on the bill? Seeing none, is there public testimony? Seeing none, is there debate? Seeing none, Representative Cumbie, you are recognized to close on PCB GVOPS 14-07.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Waive close.
Waive close. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis?
Yes.
Representative Ahern?
Yes.
Carwell?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Cumbie?
Yes.
Cummins?
Yes.
Present?
Yes.
Fullwood? Ingram?
Yes.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Rollison?
Yes.
Slosberg?
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, PCB GVOPS 14-07 is reported favorably. Thank you, Representative. And last but not least, Vice Chair Ahern on PCB 14-08. Vice Chair,
thank
you're recognized to explain the PCB.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this PCB saves from repeal the public records exemption for the post-secondary education records. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions for the bill sponsor? Is there any public testimony? Seeing none. Is there a debate? Seeing none. Vice Chair Ahern, you're recognized to close on PCB GVOPS 14-08, sir.
Waive close.
Waive close. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis?
Yes.
Representative Ahern?
Yes.
Carwell?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Cumbie?
Yes.
Cummins?
Yes.
Present?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Ingram?
Yes.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Rollison?
Yes.
Slosberg?
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, PCB GVOPS 14-08 is reported favorably. And with that, we are adjourned.